A Smith Township man charged with aggravated murder will undergo a third competency evaluation. Today, Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio ordered the evaluation for 33-year-old Nicholas Cunningham. It was requested by prosecutors and defense attorneys. Cunningham was found not competent in April 2024 and competent last April. He's also charged with aggravated burglary and violating a protection order in the October 2023 slaying of 44-year-old Gina Wade of Smith Township. She was found dead in her Courtney Road home. Cunningham was scheduled to stand trial November 3rd. It's been rescheduled for April 20th. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating after a train struck and killed a pedestrian. Police say the incident occurred around 9:25 this morning near the 1200 block of Camden Avenue Southwest. The individual was transported to a local hospital. They died a short time later. Further details are not available. Three members of a Canton family are headed to jail for asking a 7-year-old girl to lie about being sexually assaulted by her uncle. 47-year-old Yul Oliver, his 46-year-old wife Kimberly, and their 19-year-old daughter Katrin were sentenced by Canton Municipal Court Judge Dennis Barr to 180 days behind bars Monday. All but 13 days were suspended on condition of 2 years' good behavior. They also were given credit for 13 days already served. The Olivers pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charges of intimidating a crime victim. The victim was the couple's granddaughter and the woman's niece. The Stark County Sheriff's Office said the Olivers intimidated the child to not tell the truth about the sex offense to prevent her uncle from getting in trouble. Katrin Oliver also tried to intimidate her sister, the girl's mother. The incidents occurred last month. A man charged with leading Alliance police on a high-speed chase is scheduled to return to court tomorrow for a preliminary hearing. 29-year-old Cody Claypool of Alliance was arraigned Wednesday in Alliance Municipal Court. He's charged with failure to comply, reckless operation, possession of methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. On the evening of October 16th, officers were called to an East Milner Street address after reports Claypool had threatened to attack his pregnant girlfriend. He sped away from an attempted traffic stop. Claypool also allegedly had threatened to ram police cars and shoot up the police station. The pursuit reached speeds of 90 miles per hour. It ended when Claypool's car collided with a vehicle at East Simpson Street and South Freedom Avenue. The second car's driver and passenger were injured. Claypool was taken to Mercy Hospital with severe head injuries. Officers reportedly found meth, Suboxone, and a glass meth pipe in his vehicle. Area residents who receive SNAP benefits are being told the ongoing shutdown of the federal government could cause delays in issuance of new benefits. Stark County Job and Family Services says Ohio Job and Family Services informed them it could happen beginning Saturday, November 1st. It's unclear how long the delays may last. Despite the potential postponement, the Stark County agency says staff will continue processing new applications and recertifications so benefits can be issued as soon as federal funding resumes. A Columbiana County nonprofit is the subject of a lawsuit filed by Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. Named as defendants are Lamb's House, its founder and president, Mark Altomare, and two board members. The nonprofit is based in Rogers and is described as a ministry supporting addiction services. The suit accuses Lamb's House of misusing charitable funds. It seeks to dissolve the nonprofit and asks the court to appoint a receiver to manage remaining assets. The suit states Lamb's House has not served any charitable purposes since at least 2017. Altomare allegedly misused tens of thousands of dollars in funds to cover personal expenses. The 43-acre property, including a 9-bedroom house, reportedly has served only as a home for Altomare, its sole employee. A Boardman man who pleaded guilty to child pornography charges will be sentenced in February following a pre-sentence investigation. 43-year-old Gary Hensberger entered the plea this week in federal court to charges of receiving, distributing, and possessing visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. One count of possession of child pornography was dismissed. The alleged crimes occurred between February 7th and March 25th of this year. Police seized a laptop during a March search of a home on Matthews Road in Boardman. It reportedly contained child sexual abuse material, including at least one image of a child under the age of 12. A Warren man arrested following a chase involving police is hospitalized for a mental evaluation. 34-year-old Michael Harris allegedly drove away from an attempted traffic stop in Wethersfield Township early today. Officers were joined by Girard police before they called off the pursuit. Liberty Township police later spotted Harris near Laurel Street. He reportedly put a box cutter to his throat and refused orders to drop it. Police say Harris wanted them to shoot him. He surrendered after more than an hour of negotiations. Harris is charged with inducing panic, obstructing official business, and disorderly conduct. A church youth leader in Warren will not spend time in prison for an inappropriate relationship with a juvenile girl. 21-year-old Virgil Ball of Warren was sentenced Wednesday by Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sean O'Brien to 3 years probation. He will be on electronic house monitoring for 6 months. Ball also was ordered to have no contact with the victim and undergo a mental health assessment. He pleaded guilty in July to 7 counts of an amended indictment that included charges of importuning and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. The crimes took place between August 2023 and February 2024. when the victim was 13 and 14 years old. The two knew each other through the church they attended. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.